Whether you're watching Oliver Queen punish those who have failed his city or the Legends of Tomorrow track down criminals throughout the ages, you can thank Mark Guggenheim for breathing life into these stories on your TV screens. It's no secret that Mark is an accomplished writer, producer, and novelist, as he has written and produced numerous comics for DC and Marvel and penned scripts such as Percy Jackson's Sea of Monsters. What you may not know about him is that he grew up in a small seaside town on Long Island called Port Washington. It's not too far from where I caught up with him on December 9th during the inaugural Ace Comic Con on Long Island. Mark returned to his New York roots, and we got a quick chance to chat about the influence our small corner of the world has had on his life and career. Mark was a pleasure to talk to, and I am so grateful he took a few minutes out of his busy day to talk about where he grew up. Hope you enjoy. I'm really interested in people who are from Long Island that kind of like make it off Long Island.
Yeah, yeah.
So where did you grow up on Long Island?
Port Washington.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I'm in Newark Park. So oh,
okay. It's funny. I got so programmed. Like, people say, where are you from? I'm like, Port Washington. They're like, where? I'm like, is here Great Neck? And they've all heard of Great Neck. Yeah. Everyone's heard of Great Neck. Why? But everyone's heard of Great Neck. No one's heard of Port Washington. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
I don't know if you still, like, go and visit the area, but they're actually doing a lot of development in Port Washington
I don't make it out to Port as much as my parents would like. I gotta be careful. My dad's staying right there. But, we just came out for Thanksgiving, and I did drive around the neighborhood.
And there's apartment buildings, and
it's
unbelievable. The downtown's built up.
Yeah, oh, what they've done with the Riverwalk is great. No, they've done some cool stuff.
Yeah.
They've done some
cool stuff. So when did you make the move from Long Island to... Well, you first went to Albany.
Yeah, I went to Albany for college, mm-hmm. and then Boston for law school, and I stayed to practice. Mm-hmm. So I lived for 8 years in Boston, mm-hmm. And then on March 3rd of 2000, I flew out of JFK to Los Angeles. This was before 9/11, so you could buy a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
So I had a one-way ticket, and that was 18. It'll be 18 years ago in March.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
That is crazy. And final question: you had mentioned like with the Thanksgiving episode of Arrow, you did the NASA Coliseum and Billy Joel. Has there been any other like Long Island influences on the shows?
Great question. Really great question. You know, not so much on the shows. I've written Port Washington into a lot of comics.
Oh, yeah?
A bunch of comics. Actually, like, one of my first Wolverine comics, there's a scene that's set in Port Washington. My brother David, created Designated Survivor and name-checked Port Washington quite a bit in the pilot. So I'm trying to think if on the shows. I don't think so. I could be wrong.
And is there anywhere... or anything related to Long Island that you kind of would want to just shoe in there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know,
other writers.
Honestly, like, truth be told, like, NASA Coliseum, is Westbury Music Fair still around?
Yes.
Yeah, like, I really would love...
I've not heard of that name anymore.
I know. I grew up at Westbury Music Fair. I love Westbury Music Fair. And the Hamptons. I'm a sucker for the Hamptons. You know, especially like East Hampton and Bridgehampton. Like,
there's a lot of vineyards out there now, too.
I've heard that. I have to go because I also love wine. So yeah. It seems like a good way to marry my love of Long Island with my love of wine.
That sounds good.
Positive. I just got to find the time to do it.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Oh, no. Thank you.